fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 29th day of January, year of our Lord, 2011. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we're having a very mild early winter here deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. We're looking at temperatures in the 50s today, and the next couple of days it'll be in the low to mid-60s. So that's real good, and we're real pleased with that. Not that there's anything we can do about it anyway. We will have open lines this first half hour. The second half hour, I hope to have my friend Tom Berryhill with us, and we'll be talking about a marvelous device called the Energy Cleaner, as we do most Thursdays. Standeo.com. Usually the first several headlines that he offers at his website have to do with what we generically call earth changes, and here they are for today. First one. Scientists worry extreme weather may escalate in 2012. Well, I read the story, and of course they put the usual bogus non-science in there about human-caused global warming and so forth. An absolute lie, of course, that human beings have anything to do with warming up the planet. But the article is good just to point out that these events will be coming more frequent and more severe. Next headline, strong winds divert flights and spark New York City airport delays. 50-mile-an-hour winds, not all that unusual this time of year, but 50-mile-an-hour winds do slow down the number of planes that can land and take off. Then going to the other side of the planet, hundreds of people flee as volcanoes, lava flood, kills 4 in Indonesia. Well, that's unfortunate, and our heart goes out in prayers to those poor souls in Indonesia. Coming back to North America, 2011, the second wettest year in Chicago history. And we may break that record again this year, coming up 2012. Going back to the other side of the planet, floods cut off northern Australia. Here's our first break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlo. Non-prescription ColonFlo is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlo works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlo is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
It is Thursday, the 29th day of December. You will be wrapped up here in a couple of days. Sunday will be the first day of 2012. Going back to Earth Changes headlines, it's stan@dayo.com. Moving over to the Philippines. New floods displaced thousands in the Philippines. I spent a week in the Philippines a couple of years ago. Beautiful people, beautiful country. Incredibly poor, as most third world countries are. The dominant language, written and spoken, is English, by the way. This Tagalog native language is pretty much pushed to the sidelines. I was at a shopping mall in the Philippines, and quite frankly, I couldn't tell, except for the people, obviously, I could have been in St. Louis, Missouri. I went into, my passion is reading books, of course, I went into a bookstore. I could have been in a bookstore in St. Louis, Missouri. That's how anglicized the Philippines have become. Okay, then we've got amazing pictures show a Red Sea volcanic eruption creating new land. That would be kind of an interesting thing to see, wouldn't it? Then going to a, this next headline I think is probably the most important of all of them today, quite frankly. United States Fukushima medical study estimates 14,000 dead United States infants from fallout. This is a credible article, peer-reviewed, as the term goes, peer-reviewed, published in a mainstream American medical publication. And it deals mostly with the Pacific Northwest and the radiation exposure that is going on there. Infants are particularly vulnerable because they have, because of two things. Underdeveloped immune systems, well, her immune system is almost non-existent those first few weeks and months, up until the 1 year old especially. And the fact that their bodies are growing so fast. And of course, the radiation exposure, you take a person who's 10 or 15 pounds and expose them to the same amount of radiation as a 120 or 175 pound adult. Well, obviously the percentage of exposure to the tiny person is dramatically increased. So I think that's particularly important. If you can only read one article today, go to standeo.com and read that article, if you would, please. Next article, scientists test sick Alaskan seals for radiation. And then another thing about Japan, a report condemns Japan's response to a nuclear accident. I was just thinking the last couple of days, when I opened up my Facebook page, my Facebook page, by the way, is The John Moore Show. The John Moore Show. I had to list what I am. And they didn't have a category for radio talk show host. They had one for journalist, which I checked off. And back in my first semester of college, which was an absolute disaster, and in hindsight it had to be for the rest of my life to fall in place the way it did. But I, in my naive and very optimistic 19-year-old brain at the time, 18, I guess, when I was signing up for college, I listed my major as journalism. I thought that would be a great career for myself. And along the way, I've done various things as a journalist. And later in college, after the Army, I was the staff photographer for the college newspaper and wrote a couple of articles. And I've written a number of articles that have been published in various publications. American Survival Guide magazine, a Christian newspaper in St. Louis. The title of it is The Metro Voice. I've had a number of articles published there. And the editor, the owner of the paper, is a friend of mine, Jim Day. And he'll pretty much publish anything that I send him. He'll edit it, of course. That's his job as editor. And being a radio talk show host certainly has a lot of aspects of journalism to them. I do have sources, confidential sources, and you may or may not be aware of this, but it's not all that unusual or extraordinary for journalists to go to jail before they reveal the identity of their confidential sources. It's not all that unusual at all. And it's a situation that when you're in it, you've made this commitment to your source to protect their identity. And under that agreement, they agree to talk. Now, breaking that confidentiality would break down the ability of journalists to get anything from anybody, quite frankly. Because many people are not going to risk their career. They're not going to risk other things that may be at risk if they become a whistleblower, so to speak. So they agree to speak to a journalist, a radio talk show host, under conditions of anonymity. Keeping that in mind, my confidential sources are giving me information that I find very disturbing and I'm very concerned about. And it's putting me in a bit of a quandary. I can't identify the people giving me this information. To say everything they're telling me, I believe, would be unwise. Privately, I'm telling close friends and associates what I'm being told. But publicly, and this show this morning on Thursday, the 29th of December, is being blasted out all over the planet, literally. So I want to do two things here. I want to be able to give people a heads up and a warning, if you will, while at the same time not saying anything that would cause people to do things that would be irrational or would compromise their position in terms of career or social position or anything else. So with that said, this month of January coming up, I urge everybody to consider, if they would, what would they do if there was a major regional or national crisis? What would they do? Do they have their plan in place? Do you have your spiritual preparation squared away? Do you have a safe haven that you can go to with your loved ones? A safe haven, you may already live there, that would be great. A safe haven where there's people expecting you to show up and hoping you show up in time to be safe, where there's plenty of food and potable water and adequate shelter, medical supplies, communications equipment, a safe haven away from a major metropolitan area, a safe haven in a neighborhood of people that are more or less self-reliant, people involved in agriculture, whatever that might be. In my part of the world, agriculture involves grass-fed beef and harvesting timber. It's the two primary agricultural pursuits. We don't have row crops in my part of the Ozarks, or hardly any of the Ozarks. You don't see 500-acre fields of corn or wheat or soybeans. Those fields pretty much don't exist in the Ozarks. It's too hilly and too rocky. You see occasional corn fields that may spread over 50 or 100 acres. Usually wheat is more of a hobby than a business for people down here. People may grow enough wheat for their personal consumption. So that's agriculture in my part of the world. And a safe haven should be in an area that's mostly agricultural. That's where it should be. And hopefully you have a safe haven to go to. This month of January, I don't know what's going to happen. I know what my sources believe is going to happen, but I personally don't know. One of the reports I'm getting, and I will tell you this publicly, because it's the source I regard, it's a personal, private source that I have high regard for, that the trains that have been equipped and retrofitted with shackles have been moved in the last few weeks to the East Coast and the West Coast areas. Of course, that's where the people are. Now, after that, it becomes speculation. How many trains? Why have they been moved? Precisely where they've been moved to? Probably between Washington, D.C. and Boston, because that's where the people are. On the East Coast. On the West Coast would be Southern California. That's where the people are. What would be the precipitating event? Well, it would be speculation. Why speculate? What's the point? Who's going to be shackled up? I can't tell you that. It'd be speculation. I can tell you that the times we live in, things can change dramatically in a matter of minutes. We all saw that the morning of 9/11/01. Each and every one of us saw that happen that morning. I started reading the series of books written by Terry Blackstock on EMP. A series of four novels last night. From the first couple of chapters I read, I believe it's going to be a good read and a good little series of books. Electromagnetic pulse, whether it's from a human created event, setting off an EMP weapon, or from a blast of coronal mass ejection from our sun, regardless of the source, if it's strong enough and powerful enough to knock out the power grid in a region or nationwide, it would change your world instantaneously. Instantly. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Keep purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 29th of December. I'd like you to consider, please, and ask yourself some what-if questions. This may help you to get some things straight in your own mind. What if? What if the power went out? And this electromagnetic pulse issue is, in my opinion, a clear and present danger. The technology to do this is well known and well understood. In fact, one of the mainstream publications, so either Popular Science or Popular Mechanics, I don't recall which one, they ran an article about 7 or 8 years ago on how to build a EMP weapon using conventional explosives. It's basically as sophisticated as a high school shop project, not terribly sophisticated. And it would knock out the electric grid and electronic devices in about 1 square mile with this little device that they gave the plans on how to build it in a mainstream publication. So what if the power went out in your region, say, within a 100 or 200 mile radius of where you are? It'd be basically the same as if the country went down, except the main exception being things would get back together and be repaired relatively quickly if it was only a regional event, a few hundred square miles. So the nationwide event, we would be in trouble for many years into the future, because the stuff we need to repair what's broken would also be broken. That's how complex and convoluted it would be. We'd be reliant on the military stepping in, on help from any allies we may have overseas, assuming they were functional, and so forth. But what if? What if the power grid went down in your region or nationwide? What's your plan? Do you have a plan? I hope you do have a plan. A plan to be able to get through the hard times ahead. Now, in a nationwide outage, there would literally be millions of deaths within the first 30 to 90 days. Many millions of deaths for many reasons. People on dialysis would be dead in a week or two. And it's a miserable way to die. People that need insulin, for example, would be dead as soon as the insulin ran out or went bad due to lack of refrigeration. There's any number of people who require pharmaceutical products to stay alive. People that have organ transplants have to take anti-rejection medications or they will die relatively quickly. It's a fairly comprehensive list of people at risk of death when they're cut off from what they need to live because the electric's out. Simply taking a drink of bad water. Now, there's a one-way ticket to diarrhea, dehydration, and death. Bad water. In fact, that's what kills most people right now anyway. The children under 5 years old in these third world countries. Thousands, millions of them die every year because they get bad water. It's a great what-if question. What if the power goes out in your region or nationwide? Going back to the 1890s, now I use the 1890s because we had a fairly sophisticated society back then, almost no electricity except in small areas that were being experimented with electricity in the 1890s. I think the White House probably had electricity. We had a completely functioning infrastructure where goods and services were provided, goods were manufactured, packaged and sold and delivered, services were provided. We had functioning police departments, fire departments, medical services, universities, factories, none of which had internal combustion engines and no electricity. We had steam. We had steam power. We had the telegraph. We had horsepower. We had people power. But no internal combustion engines and almost no electricity. Well, going back to the 1890s, without that infrastructure that was in place then, what an absolute nightmare. Now, the people who would be, at least initially, least affected would be the Amish. The Amish, depending on their situation, make do with very few devices that require electricity or internal combustion engines. That's a good thing. The bad thing is the Amish are pacifists. They're unarmed, and if a criminal gang wants to take their teenage women, they won't stop them. They won't be able to stop them because they're all unarmed. And they believe that that's the right thing for them to do. I think it's a very bizarre way to look at the world. The world I know doesn't function very well in that manner. So think about that. We've got some discretionary time coming up. It's basically time off for most people. A lot of people take off all week, but they're working half days. And we do have a bottom of the hour break here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
Waking up my morning attack.
The first sergeant marches me off to town.
Sergeant marches me off to town.
I don't need it anyhow.
I don't need it anyhow.
Spit shine boots and press camis.
Spit shine boots and press camis.
That's the way I want to be.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 29th of December. The reason you couldn't hear those Marines running is because they now run in running shoes as opposed to combat boots. But anyway, Freeze-Dried Guys December special. It goes on today and tomorrow, the end of the business day tomorrow, Pacific time, Pacific business hours. It will be finished. And that's your chance to get long-range patrol rations, what we call LERPs. You get 20 meals in a case, $132 for one case. That's shipping included to the lower 48. Five cases, $627. 10 cases, that's 200 meals, $1,188. It's a lot of food. Heavy calories and heavy fat. Calories and fat are your friends. That's what you need if you're going to be doing manual labor. And if you'll be doing manual labor outside in the cold, you better have plenty of calories. You better have plenty of fat. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. So check out the long-range patrol rations at freezedryguy.com. I know when we got our hands on them in the Army, we were always very grateful because they were highly desirable. And this is a manufacturer's overrun, by the way. Freeze-Dried Guy frequently goes for a year at a time not having any of these in inventory. So this manufacturer's overrun. It is something that you need to take advantage of, because once they're gone, well, we don't know when they'll be anymore. Maybe they would be right away. It might be quite a while. FreezeDryGuy.com. There's a link to my website, TheLibertyMan.com. FreezeDryGuy's toll-free number, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. My website is TheLibertyMan.com. That's where you'll find my best-selling DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Not quite 4 hours of lecture in front of a live audience. Professionally recorded, professionally edited, professionally packaged. This could sit on a shelf at Walmart or Blockbusters and be right at home. It is very professionally done. The Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. My toll-free number to order that DVD is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. You can also order the energy cleaner at that number, and or order it online. A lot of people I know don't want to put out their credit card on the Internet, and I respect that. That's why I have a toll-free order line. It goes to an office, a service I use in St. Louis, Missouri. Very nice young men and women that will take your order for you. Energy cleaning, R for Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. And a toll-free order line, one more time, one last time, 800-592-9543. We have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is a radio frequency engineer. Tom is a manufacturer. And Tom has become the de facto spokesperson for the energy cleaner. Good morning, Tom.
How are you today?
I am fantastic. It is sunny, and it's going to be a beautiful early winter day here for you and I to enjoy. So life is grand.
That's great. Sounds good to me.
Well, Tom, we usually start our conversations by giving our little disclaimer to advise people of what we'll be doing and why. So if you want to jump right in, or please do.
Sure. We're not doctors or medical professionals, and any information discussed today is for everybody's education and entertainment only. If anyone has a medical condition needing treatment, they should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner. I hope that came through, John. A lot of static on the line.
Well, there was on my end, it went away for a little bit, but we'll just proceed on. Anyway, the energy cleaner, for those who don't know, is a small, when I say small, about the size of a cigar box, a small electronic device that puts out an electrostatic signal similar to a radio frequency signal that has a healing effect on every cell in your body. Simple, when I say simple, it couldn't be any simpler. There's no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, basically a little LED light that flashes to let you know that it's functioning. Doesn't even plug into the wall. It takes 9 D as in delta, 9 D cell batteries. And it cannot possibly cause harm. And in fact, there's been several government attempts to show that it could cause harm, but even the government witnesses said that it could not cause harm. Right, Tom?
That's correct. The original inventor was taken to court over this, and the state of Ohio's expert witness was asked his opinion on this, and he said, I don't know if this thing will help anybody, but it certainly won't hurt anybody.
Exactly.
And the whole case pretty much unraveled and was thrown out of court. They couldn't really prove anything.
Right. And, of course, the inventor was Lee Kroc, and Lee has since passed on, and you picked up the ball, Tom, and are carrying it. I'm really grateful that you did. And
right. We have many, many units in use worldwide. And anybody that says there's no way this thing can work, and many have said that, I always like to ask them, what do we tell the hundreds and perhaps thousands of people that have obtained tremendous benefit from using this system?
Absolutely.
And it's hard to know. We don't hear back from too many people, John. They get the system, they get hooked up, they get healed, they feel better, their pain goes away. Many other things fall into place, as maybe some of the other listeners have heard them previous shows, people that have called in that have had benefits using the system.
Well, they're too busy to be calling in a radio talk show and letting us know. They're busy out living their lives. We have a caller here, Tom, and Robin Grant. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Hello?
We're here. You're on the air, Robin.
Hi. Hey, Tom, I have a comment and a couple of questions on the energy cleaner. Comment is, why is it so hard and like pulling teeth to get men to take a bath?
Well, maybe it takes too long. I don't know.
What you're describing, Robin, is most men, most of the time, there are men, obviously, who do like taking baths. I'm not one of them. I want to get in the shower, get rinsed off, and move on with doing something else. So I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's a male-female thing, though, isn't it?
I guess. I have gotten my husband to take baths, so that's a good thing. But sometimes it's like pulling teeth to actually, because he knows things work, that I've, you know, helped him a lot. So, but anyways, I have noticed increased energy, which is really good. I actually did it one time in the evening, and I don't think I'll do that again. I was up all night.
Oh, well, that's a learning experience then, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's just too much energy, you know, at that time of the day. So I find that, you know, earlier in the day for me works better. I don't need that energy at night. But
everybody's different in that with that situation, Robin. Some people have told me they sleep like a rock. I know one lady locally here has two young children, and her husband, he's a police officer and works various shifts, and it caused some problems for them because the kids would wake up, and she would try to deal with that and leave him sleep, and it turned the whole thing backwards for them, and she would sleep right through the kids crying or any noise like that. She wouldn't wake up, and she said, but she just slept so good. And then I've had people say, this thing gets me so charged up, I'm so energized, I feel like I could do anything. And what little sleep I do get, it's enough to carry me through the day. I don't feel tired at all, even though I may have only received several hours of sleep. So you hear all types of comments on that. That's a toss-up for everybody. They almost have to try it and see what works for them.
Yeah.
So Robin, you're getting more physical energy. How about your mental clarity and mental energy?
I think I've noticed more just on the overall energy, and even though I don't, you know, necessarily get lots and lots of sleep, I'm still energized all day, you know. My husband can take the bath at night, and he's fine, you know. It doesn't bother his sleep at all. So that's, you know, like you said, it's different for everybody. But I do have a couple of questions.
Sure.
One is, why does it work better in the bathtub? And two, what if you don't have a bathtub? What's the next best thing, way to use it?
Well, the reason the bath works the best is because you're submersed in that water, and the water is conductive, especially if you put some Epsom salts in there, which is a good idea anyway. And now that signal travels through the water and is coupled into your physical body so much better. It's just a better electrical connection. It's not really required. It's the best way to do it, especially with some maybe chronic pain problems and other, maybe some arthritis problems, things like that. You can just simply sleep on it with the metallic pad being enclosed in cloth, so there's no direct electrical connection to your body, and it works fine. But when you do use it with the water, it's just all that just much better because of the almost direct electrical connection. See, we have an electrostatic signal. There's no current no electrical current flowing, just the voltage signal. So when there's no current flowing, there's no, in theory, no amount of resistance would stop that signal from getting there. And the bathwater being, even there's no salts, even distilled water would carry the signal somewhat and would still work fine. But regular tap water is pretty conductive. So with that electrostatic signal and there's no load or anything on the circuit to draw off any current, it's going to transfer all of that energy right into your body. So that's what's going on. I'm trying to make it as simple to understand as possible. Maybe that's more confusing than it. It's just a better electrical connection is what it really boils down to.
Okay. Now, if you don't have a bath, what is the next best?
Okay. Now, some people have actually used foot baths.
Okay.
In some cases, they'll take a stainless steel tub and clip onto that and fill that with water and use that. But you don't have to. If you don't have a bath, just use a conductive pad. Use a screen wire in between some heavy blankets or zipped up inside of an inexpensive sleeping bag. That works good. There's your portable pad right there. Roll it up. Put it in a closet when you're finished. Get it out later if you want to use it again. It does not have to be used in water. It doesn't have to be.
Foot baths are a good option then.
Well, some people have tried that, especially folks with arthritic pains. You know, I have to tell you something, Robin. The bathtub setup, that kind of happened by accident. It was a woman here in Missouri that came up with that plan because when she got the energy cleaner, we didn't even consider that early on, about 10 years ago. And this woman received a unit, and she, I believe it was like a winter night, was snowing. She didn't want to go out and pick up some screen wire, so she just put a piece of wire into her bathtub and tried that because she knew that it was dangerous to put electrical items near a bathtub of water because of the shock hazard. So she figured that, well, that water, that bath water, will conduct the electrical current, the electrical voltage from this system, so I'll go ahead and try that. And it worked quite well. And there's no shock hazard because this unit does not plug in the wall, and it's 4.5 volts, and it's just flashlight batteries. It'd be the same as dropping a flashlight into the bathtub. It's not going to shock you or hurt you. If anything, it's going to damage the flashlight, but would never hurt you. Same thing here. In that case, here it was somebody that wanted to use it but couldn't get out at the moment due to the weather to obtain some screen wire to make a pad. So this lady just went ahead and set it up and used it in the bathtub and then contacted me and said, you would not believe how well that works. So then I went back and told Lee Kroc about this, and we both kind of laughed while we're talking on the phone. And he said, that's so simple. Why didn't we think of that?
Right,
I said,
right.
Lee, it always takes a woman to figure these things out. And so we've been promoting that way ever since because it is really the best way to use it. If the person is able to get in or out of the tub or has a tub, it's amazing how many people don't even have bathtubs anymore. So just shower.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. Well, hey, I'll leave.
You know, Robin,
calls. Yes.
I think you could suspend a large piece of screen wire in inside of a shower stall and just be close to it. I mean, that might work, but you're only going to be in there a few minutes, so. All
I don't take very long showers.
Yeah. Bathtub is the best. Screen wire pad or other metallic material covered with some quilting or a blanket, sleeping bag, et cetera, like we've talked about before. That's all it really takes. And then just sleep on it. And some people just connect to the springs inside their mattress. I know some of the newer mattresses don't have springs, but if your mattress has metal springs, you can poke a small hole in the corner of the mattress and get in there with a piece of wire and clip onto one of those springs, and then the whole mattress is charged up. That seems to work pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Well, Robin, we appreciate your call, and just keep trying it out, and let us know how you're doing.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Robin.
Bye.
Well, Tom, we get these calls from people that use it and are reporting various levels of success. Dave in Canada, of course, was one of the more dramatic ones where he was literally near death this past August, lying on the concrete floor of his home trying to get some relief from the pain. And his throat had shut down, and the energy cleaner saved his life. We got a break here. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Up in the morning and out of the work.
Up in the morning and out of the work.
Waking up my morning attack.
Waking up my morning attack.
The first sergeant marches me off to town.
Sergeant marches me off to town.
I don't need it anyhow.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 29th of December. Tom, we got a call in here. Larry from Arkansas. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. I just thought I'd call and ask Tom if he happened to know. You know, I've had an energy cleaner since last April about, and I've found it's absolutely useless to me, so I was going to try and sell it off if he knows anybody that could use a slightly used one.
Why would you say it's useless, Larry? What happened?
Well, absolutely nothing. The wife and I have slept on the most uncomfortable metallic-lined bed sheets in quite some time, and it did absolutely nothing for any of my arthritis, joint pains, or anything else, for that matter.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe it was defective.
Well,
I wish you would have contacted. Did you get it from me? Did you get it directly from me?
Yes, I did. You were with Joe McNeil at that time.
Why don't you contact me, Larry, and let me take a look at it, or I'll replace it. Especially if you have arthritis. I mean, we've got a lot of these units out here.
Well,
but I will tell you this: we have had some defective units in 12 years. I've got 26 units that were returned.
Mm-hmm.
So it does happen.
Yeah. Well, I've got one for you. And
okay.
I'm not particularly happy with it.
Tom, why don't you give Larry your contact information so we can take care of that for him?
Yeah, the best way to get me, TWB8899@yahoo.com.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not on the Internet.
Okay, Larry, give me a call. My number is public, and that number is 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. Call me about noon or so today, and I'll help you take care of that. All right?
Okay. Will do.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Larry. Well, as with any device, sometimes anything man makes can break and be defective.
That's true, but John, I have had some people that have had no response to it, and then I've had people that have nothing wrong with them. And they say it doesn't do anything, but there's nothing wrong. So
right. They
don't have any illnesses. But in this case, he says he has arthritis. I'd really like to talk to him and find out how he has it set up.
Well, I'll make sure the two of you are able to talk, and we'll take care of that. For a person who's fairly healthy like myself, the help I get is pretty subtle. I get increased physical energy, increased mental energy, a stronger libido. But these are very subtle things, and somebody like Larry, well, we don't know yet. The unit may be defective, but the two of you can talk, and we'll get that figured out. This is a $275 machine, ladies and gentlemen, that for most people, most of the time, will help them with pain relief and other chronic things that they have going on with them. But we tend to focus on pain relief primarily, don't we, Tom?
That's correct, because that's where the fastest results have been obtained.
Absolutely. And that's it for today. Tom, thank you. I'll be in touch privately. And everybody out there, if you're in occupied territory, remember the code words. John has a long mustache. Be sure and buy lots of ammunition. Never give up your guns. And God bless America.
The next round.